Joining me now then on Cheshire's Sut 106.9 is Tro, the Managing Director of Adam Lees Textiles here in Macclesfield, a town which is synonymous for the textile industry, for silk and everything to do with history. Tro, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Very well. Now, obviously, as a town, Macclesfield is very well known for the Silkman, Silk Road, all these types of things. And we've got some amazing companies and establishments around the area. But Adam Lees Textiles is probably built, I suppose, into the history of the town.
Well, yeah, it is. Actually, Adam Lee is now the oldest continuous silk manufacturing business left in Macclesfield. There's only a couple of us left now, so definitely very keen to fly the flag.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I'm reading that the first silk mill was established back in 1743. Now, obviously, we weren't around then.
Yes.
But how important is the silk industry to the town and, I suppose, to the UK now? Because I know in the past, obviously, silk, steel, all those type of industries were the main production of income for the country. How has it changed, or what's happening with it now?
Well, hugely. Massive changes, actually. I mean, of course, we all know that Macclesfield is at the very end of the very famous Silk Road, so it's important to make sure that we maintain that level of heritage. But I guess over the years, as trends have moved and people have dressed in different ways, that's kind of set the path. And I guess we're very fortunate as a business to have maintained that level of real intimacy in what we do and remain relatively small. That's allowed us, particularly today, and what we've all recently seen, to actually drive through any change that are happening. So maintaining our flexibility, I mean, really, historically, Adam Lee was here manufacturing and printing and weaving silk for ties. But, of course, now, you know, we've changed that. You know, we print for ladies' fashion, men's fashion, men's accessories. So we serve the whole gamut, really, and it's important to continue to do that.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that's apparent to me, I remember from being at school, you did education on Victorian times and things like that. People would leave education quite young, go into working in mills, as you say, into weaving and producing a variety of different textiles. And as the years have gone on and we've come more into the modern age, that's probably changed to different industries. But the actual industry itself and the roles are still massively important. And I suppose for people like myself, unless you are relatively in the know with history and how things have adapted, you wouldn't necessarily assume that that suit you've been to purchase is made with silk. Ties, I've got a few silk ties, but I'd never thought, oh, where does that come from? Is it local production and things like that? And it's proved from talking to yourself today, Tro, that these things are still massively important and we're involved in them quite a lot, aren't we?
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, we do support the local people, our local community, in terms of where we're located. We're just outside Macclesfield in Langley. But of course, the technology changes. You know, today it's a very efficient manufacturing business that's almost fully vertical, but technology is a massive part now, whereas historically, when you look into it, it was just about labor and making sure you threw as many people at a problem as you possibly could. Now, of course, we're in a very different place in the world, and even though some of our staff, we've got two in particular that have been with us, again, continually for over 40 years each.
Wow.
You know, that shows, that shows that ability and skill is a huge part, particularly in the process of manual printing. So our business is split into two now. So there's a traditional screen printing, which is what Macclesfield and what Adam Lee is really known for. But then we've got the real high-end technology stuff as well, which is digital printing. And again, that is a very different mechanism. And what we're looking at is, through the digital side, is making sure the technology is there so we can support our smaller clients, really, that can't afford to buy larger volume that you have to go through that process for screen printing. So those who are independent retailers or independent e-commerce people that don't really want to commit to high volume, we've now got that ability. And with that, you know, there's a lot of design element, there's a lot of technical element that comes with education, I guess, and through the colleges, particularly the local College of Macclesfield, that we have employed people that work at Adamley for historically.
Wow. And I'm just reading some information on your site. So obviously, you've been there for over 50 years, a couple of miles outside Macclesfield. You've got your own reservoir, is that right?
We do have a mill pond, so we take water that flows directly from the Peak District, and that's really one of the reasons why we're located here. We don't use mains water on site. It's something that we really do not want to do.
Now, obviously, looking at things, and I suppose just finally on the history side of things, but when you look at old Victorian times, when they're talking about working in mills and things, there's the great big wooden... they look like swings, I suppose, that they move and manipulate to actually thread and bring all this wonderful material together. Whereas now technology has, I suppose, taken over the world. But has it made life easier for yourselves as producers?
I guess it's a balance. So we still use the traditional labels to measure some of our colours. So we still very much use a hand process, a handmade process, but again, we've got automated colour kitchens as well, so we can produce that level of accuracy where it's needed. So we've really focused on the elements that are going to assist us and help us, but we've made sure that we maintain the levels of people. You know, we're a company here that do not want technology to overtake the ability of people to manufacture, because something that has happened over the years, particularly with textiles, as fashions and as brands and design houses develop, is the requirement and the need for everything to look the same. And that's what we saw in the 90s and the early 2000s. And now that people are getting a little bit more educated, they do know that part of the beauty of a piece of silk is the fact that every single product has got to just look that slightly different from the one before and the one after that.
Now, one thing I want to ask you, Tro, is throughout Adamley's history, you will have gone through world wars and different scenarios. How has the company coped and what has it done to move through the current pandemic we find ourselves in with the coronavirus?
Well, I actually remember being sat at home with my partner listening to the Prime Minister make the announcement to say that, you know, those that can work from home should work from home. And we maybe spent a couple of hours talking about what we were going to do the following day and communicating with a couple of my colleagues that I work closely with. And really the conclusion that we reached on that day was that we wanted to come in to talk to the staff to see how they wanted to work. Many of our colleagues have got to remain on site because we're manufacturers. We can't possibly operate a factory from the living room or from the kitchen of our homes. So it was taken, the view that was taken was that we were going to furlough approximately a third of our colleagues and for the factory to continue. So we reduced our capacity. And actually what we've seen, looking back in hindsight, even though we're still in the middle of the pandemic, is that for mental well-being, for our staff to remain well, it was definitely the right thing for them to come to work every single day, Monday to Friday. We finish early on a Friday, for example, so people do get to go home early. But I think it's been a massive boost for people's just ability to continue to function on a daily basis, to know that they can come to work every single day and will be here the following day. So even though we have had to make some very significant adjustments in the way that we are working, so for example, the use of PPE, the social distancing, and the numbers of people we can have in departments at one time, and visitors, it's been a big learning curve for us, but definitely the right thing was to continue. So we've learned a lot, but also we're hoping that going into 2021, we might see a little bit more of normality.
Yeah, I think we're all hoping for normality sooner rather than later. And I think one of the great things that Adamley's have done is you've kept the majority of the workforce going. I think structure and having something lined up to do, going to work and keeping going, has been massive for people's mental health. But not only have you guys been doing that to support your own staff, the main purpose of us having this conversation today, Troy, is you have done something fantastic, really, haven't you, during the coronavirus pandemic, and produced something which, my understanding is, these are the best version that we can use.
Sure. I mean, of course, what we produce in terms of the face masks, they are not PPE. They are face coverings, really, for decorative purposes. And the reason why we're saying that is that we want to make sure that surgical PPE actually sits and is used by the people that should be using those pieces of kit. So looking at how we've moved forward, the first thing that we did when the pandemic hit, particularly in Italy, is we thought, how can we help? So we made a significant financial donation to a particular hospital in Italy, excuse me, because we saw what was happening out there. But then really, when we had a moment to take a step back and think, what best can we do here? So continue to make those financial donations, but also assist the community as well, is that this is the outcome of all of that. So we're producing face masks, all hand-printed or handmade in Macclesfield by our own staff here, is something that we really want people to be aware of, and for them to know that, you know, the price that we're selling at is very, very affordable. We're not here to make money from it, and all the funds that we receive from the income is going to be donated to the NHS.
Wow, that's absolutely fantastic. It's something that I suppose we would all love to be in a position, and if you're fortunate enough that you've got a great company that can not only produce something but can also do a donation and afford to do that, it's absolutely wonderful. And I think the nice thing is, like you've said, people can, they can buy these from you knowing that it's their way of doing a little bit more for the NHS, because without the NHS we would be in a bit of a mess at the moment, wouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've been fantastic to what I've seen. And I was actually diagnosed with, I found out I had the antibodies for COVID-19. So even though I wasn't hospitalized or didn't experience the horrific consequence of what can be, I had a period back in February where I can now look back on and say, actually, that, you know, that's the time that I went through this issue. And of course, I'm a healthy chap in my 40s, but of course other people aren't as fortunate and have gone through a horrendous time. Some people in our industry, some people that I know passed away, unfortunately, and we need to make sure that we do support the NHS during this period to make sure that they're there to support people.
So you're saying then, Troy, that you've actually had coronavirus?
Sure, yes. I didn't realise I had until the NHS wrote to me and asked whether or not I want to be part of a random testing. And my results came through around 3.5-4 weeks ago.
Wow, so you've gone through coronavirus asymptomatically?
Almost asymptomatically, yes.
Yeah. So just on that subject, because I think a lot of people are, I think there's still a fear out in the world. Consumers have fears about going out and doing things because they may have a sniffle, they may have a bit of a cough. What did you recognise that you look back on now and think to yourself, that is when I had it?
Definitely the loss of smell and the loss of taste. I had a very light cough, and one night where I felt particularly unwell, and it was a loss of smell and taste. That was when the original notices were being released from the government, mentioning loss of taste and smell. And even though I've actually had two private tests which both came out negative, because of course I didn't want to be at work if I actually had the illness, so the tests weren't as reliable as they are today. But in terms of what I went through, it was very minor in comparison to some, I have to say.
Yeah, and I think when you go through something like this, Troy, as an experience, am I right in saying it made you want to do something for others because you know you've been fortunate?
Sure, yeah, absolutely, and it's part of that process as well, and talking to my colleagues here that I work with at Adam Lee, because we spend a lot of time in Italy, we spend a lot of time overseas, the majority of our clients are outside of the UK, and I would say at least half a dozen of my colleagues, when we look back on it now, are asking me a question, have they had the illness? And, you know, some of them were fairly sick, whether or not they had the flu or whether they had another virus, we don't know. But the point is here that now we're looking forward and saying, well, what can we do to assist? We, of course, don't want to have a second lockdown. I have been to London. I have been to Italy since. I was in Italy 2 weeks ago. I was in London around 4 weeks ago. And I have to say that the difference in those communities and those countries are, I mean, just unrecognizable. Milan, of course, is a very different place now than it used to be. There's no physical contact. You know, the masks are worn, very much disciplined, and actually to a point maybe slightly more disciplined than what we are here. Maybe because of what they went through, it was far more severe, as we know, than it was here with the deaths that we saw in the hospitals out there. So really our focus at the minute isn't on KPIs, it's not on profitability, it's more on people, more on our staff, their families, our families, and really the wider community and what we can do to assist.
Yeah, because I couldn't agree more with what you're saying. I think there's a lot of changes around the world that we need to be open to and learn from and utilise, but where we can support and basically get involved with it. And ultimately, Adam Lees have done that from day dot. You've had personal experiences, but as a business, you are now providing something which I believe we could make more interesting, and we can have them as a fashion item.
And well, we can, yeah, you're right.
Does that, because to me, you know, and the reason I say that is, you know, when it comes to like kids or younger people or maybe elderly that don't necessarily like how they feel around them, if they're more of a fashionable item, which we also know can support keeping us safe, it makes it better, doesn't it?
Definitely. I mean, there's two things here. The first one is that it's not paper. It doesn't make you look like a surgeon. So you can look at different designs, different colours, different ways of wearing, different products. Yeah, but the second point here that we've not really talked about is the fact that silk is actually naturally antimicrobial when the worm is actually producing the silk itself. Typically when it's in the wild, it is in a fairly difficult conditions and it has to protect itself while it's in the cocoon. So the sericin, which is produced, is antibacterial and naturally antimicrobial, as I say. So there is an element of natural protection within the mask. So not only can it sit as a fashion accessory, it's also better for you in terms of knowing that there's an antimicrobial element within that. And of course, in terms of a fashion accessory, yeah, you can put it in your pocket. It looks like a pocket square. You can wear it in multiple different ways. So yeah, it works quite well. And also, because it's naturally produced, it's easier to breathe because you have that inconsistency within the yarn itself. So the breathing element, where people are finding themselves to be claustrophobic, that they're finding it difficult to breathe and getting very, very hot and bothered, almost disappears.
So, because obviously we have to wear them now when we go to shops and different things. I've got one that I wear for the shop, but I've also got like a snood version that I can pull up and goes over, and it protects a lot. But I do find that some of the normal masks are quite... they make things more difficult to breathe through, and then you get frustrated. So am I right in understanding that because of these things that are in the structure of the actual silk and in the production of the silk, it's a lot easier to breathe, so they're more comfortable?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're not naturally straight in terms of the yarn. So there's impurities within there. So when they are woven, there's slight gaps within. So, of course, as we know, the mask is actually worn to protect the wearer of the mask passing the virus on, or it reduces the passing of the virus. So in terms of us being protected, of course, when we do cough, we still have to be careful. When we do sneeze, we still have to be careful. However, it allows us on our normal day-to-day activity, and if we are in shops and having a wander around or doing the weekly shop in the supermarket, it just makes life slightly easier. And they don't steam up as well. What you do tend to find, people like myself that wear glasses, when I wear the paper mask and I'm wearing my glasses, the glasses seem to steam up, whereas with the silk mask, they don't seem to do that.
Right, so, you know, on a cleanliness front then, so obviously you're wearing a mask, you sneeze, you keep it on, you cough, there's obviously particles going into that, they can't come through the other side, because that's one of the I suppose, the stipulations, isn't it, from the government that, is it the candle test, they say? You do the candle test when you go through.
Yes.
Are these reusable? Can you wash them and dry them and everything? How's the actual maintenance of them, should we say?
Yeah, you can wash them. You can wash them by hand. You can wash them up to 30 degrees. They are double-layered. They don't have a filter within, but they are double-layered. So you can wash them by hand at 30 degrees. Don't tumble dry them. Either put them on the radiator or flat dry them on the surface. But typically the one that I wear, I wash it on a daily basis, a couple of minutes, put it on the side, dries the following morning, and off I go again.
So the it's like a normal clothing item then?
Sure, yes. It will have a shelf life. So, for example, I would say that, I've not stopped using my first mask yet, but I would say after about 3 months, I would replace it. There will be an element of wear and tear, but certainly not daily as you would tend to dispose of the paper face masks.
And as you say, the nice thing is that you can continually use these. Now, most importantly, anybody who's listening, how can they get their hands on them? How do they look at the varieties? What can people do to actually get in touch with you and not only support you for doing some amazing work at Adam Lees for producing these, but also to continue supporting the NHS?
Sure, thanks for that. Well, there's a couple of ways. The first method is by telephone. So you can call 01260 252483 and speak to my lovely colleague Jan. She can answer any queries. We also have a way to communicate with us through our website. So if you just go onto adamlee.co.uk, you can email us a message through there, and we can communicate with you what actual designs we have. The designs are constantly changing on a daily basis. So we're setting up an e-commerce site as we speak, so that should be up and running in 2 weeks. But in the interim, please do call the office. We're quite happy to answer any queries. We can send photographs of the mask that we have. There is a slight waiting list, I'm afraid. You know, we do sell out very, very quickly. So typical waiting times at the minute are up to a week before you get delivery. So just please do bear with us. We're working as hard as we can to just try to make sure that everybody is supported, but we're trying to make sure that all the products continue to be made in Macclesfield, so we only have a small number of people that can actually manufacture these items.
And just finally then, what type of costings are we talking? Do they vary depending on what people want and need, or is it just one price? And that's
no, it's just one price. So we're selling the masks at £6 each. They're 100% silk, handmade, hand-printed, all on site. And then there are multiple designs. Or if people want just plain black or plain navy, we sell those as well, all at the same price.
Fantastic. That is Trow, the Managing Director of Adam Lees Textiles here in Macclesfield. Not only looking after their business, looking after the local community, but most importantly, they're also doing a little bit more for the NHS as well. If you're looking at getting your hands on a new face mask or face covering, then you can go to adamlee.co.uk, have a look on the website, loads of fantastic details, or as we've said, you can give them a call.